Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you and reminding you, if you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up January 31st through February 8th. Going to be here before you know it. Don't forget the Ian Munsey concert, February 7th, and special guest on that is Colby Acuff. The Ranch Rodeo is February 4th at 10 a.m. All through the stock show, check out the Western Art Show and sale. And, of course, the new Bullfighters Only, February 1st. For ticket information, times, dates, all of that, go to blackhillsstockshow.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed they're not that glossy urban agri-magazine. They've bypassed the glitz for real, hard-hitting ranching news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agricultural insights. I think you'll forgive the rustic style when you see their contents. Visit them, Tri-State Livestock News at tsln.com, because that's what ranchers read.
What's on the agenda for today's Good Stuff program?
Well, I have an Irish proverb.
Oh, no.
And a
no, go ahead.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Maybe I'll give you two Irish proverbs. One, trouble hates nothing as much as a smile. Got to think on that one, don't you? And a good retreat is better than a bad stand. There's just a couple Irish proverbs to guide your day. Now I'm going to talk about a 9-year-old little boy.
Okay.
This 9-year-old Pennsylvania boy with dreams of becoming an astrophysicist is one step closer to his goal after graduating high school. David Balligan started at Harrisburg-based Reach Cyber Charter School as a third grader and now has been awarded his high school diploma after completing the required classes virtually from his home. Balligan, who is also working on getting his black belt in karate, has already completed a semester at Bucks County Community College and is looking into continuing his education at a 4-year college or university. The boy's parents, who each have advanced degrees, said their son is unusually gifted. He's a 9-year-old with a brain that just has the capacity to understand and comprehend a lot of concept that's beyond his years and sometimes beyond my understanding, says his mom. 9 years old. That just kind of blows a person away. A school principal in Singapore sent this letter to the parents before exam time. Dear parents, the exams of your children are to start soon. I know you are all really anxious for your child to do well, but please do remember, amongst the students who will be sitting for the exams, there will be an artist who doesn't need to understand math. There is an entrepreneur who doesn't care about history or English literature. There is a musician whose chemistry marks won't matter. There is an athlete whose physical fitness is more important than physics. If your child does get top marks, that's great. But if he or she doesn't, please don't take away their self-confidence and dignity from them. Tell them it's okay. It's just an exam. They are cut out for much bigger things in life. Tell them no matter what they score, you love them and will not judge them. Please do this, and when you do, watch your children conquer the world. One exam or a low mark won't take away their dreams and talents. And please, do not think that doctors and engineers are the only happy people in the world.
So true, so true. I have some deep thoughts about pigs and sheep today. Been thinking about this for quite a while.
Have you really?
Would a small pig be called a hamlet?
I think it should be.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Why is it that the first thing we try to do after killing a pig is to cure it?
Good point. Solid point. I'll ponder that.
Okay, let's do a couple of sheep one. Does the person who inventories sheep often fall asleep on the job?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the risks of having that job.
If a pig is sold to the pawn shop, is it then called a ham hock? I don't know.
Oh, you think you're clever.
I don't know where these came from.
I don't either.
All right. They're funny. If we make sweaters out of sheep's hair, what do the sheep use to make sweaters? I don't know.
I don't know.
Something to think about. And if you can't make a silk purse from a sow's ear, what can you make with it?
And I don't think you can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
What do you make with the sow's ear then?
I don't know, but not silk.
I don't know. Well, ponder those until next time.
Yeah, that's too much thinking. This is the good stuff. We go on the lighter side usually.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.